Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're hearing from Steve Henriksen in Juneau. Henriksen is originally from Washington State and has been the curator of collections for the Alaska State Museum since 1988. He will be part of the museum's Indigenous Peoples Day celebration on Monday.
I'll contribute to it by talking about some of the other types of traditional indigenous watercraft in Alaska. Everything from kayaks, umiaks, birch bark canoes, as well as different kinds of dugout canoes from the Northwest coast. I started working for the National Park Service up here during the summers as a curator at the Sitka National Historical Park. I really was very interested in Alaska Native culture, and the job in Sitka came open, and it was supposed to be a summer job, and like many people, one job led to another, and before you know it, you've been here for 30 years, but that's what happened to me too. Part of my job, and due to my many family and friends among the Tlingit people, I have gotten to go to a lot of different ceremonies over the years, and I was adopted by the Deklawedi clan of Angoon at a potlatch that we all went to in Klukwan. I'm not sure how common it is, but it's something that is taken very seriously, and anyone who is adopted knows that it is a kind of honor, but it also comes with a lot of responsibilities, and it's necessary for you to participate in the clan doings and contribute to the memorial feasts and other ceremonial activities. You know, something that's always struck me is about how it's how Alaska is just one big small town, and how we run into people that we know all the time, and even in distant locations in Europe and in Washington D.C. we've run into people that we know from here, so it's always fun.
Steve Henriksen lives in Juneau. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.